I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, January 7th. Congressman Stephen Lynch does not think President Trump should be removed from office after some of his colleagues say he incited the violent protests at the U.S. Capitol building yesterday. Lynch says removing Trump would not be a good optic. Lynch said he was forced to shelter in place in his office after protesters stormed the Capitol building in an attempt to stop the Electoral College process of electing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the next president and vice president. Lynch called Trump's actions in inciting the protesters disgraceful. There were 97 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. That brings the active case total to 949. Quincy's positivity rate is at 6.7%. The city is in the red category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 141 deaths. Coronavirus cases have now been reported at two Quincy restaurants. Health officials say the cases were at the Irish Pub in North Quincy and Cronin's Public House in Quincy Point. The cases at the Irish Pub were on January 1st and 2nd, and at Cronin's Public House on December 27th, 28th, and 30th. Anyone who was at those businesses on those days is advised to get a COVID-19 test or contact their healthcare provider. Quincy Conservation Commission has approved of a five-story, 30-unit apartment complex at the site of the Southside Tavern on Liberty Street in South Quincy. The proposal was downsized from an earlier plan for a six-story, 48-unit complex after neighbors expressed concern about traffic and parking. Father Bill's Homeless Shelter and the Quincy Animal Shelter have been asked to leave their Broad Street locations by May 1st to make way for a new police station. The city will be working with both shelters to find them temporary locations. Father Bill's will move across the street and eventually build a new housing resource center. And a new animal shelter will be built off Quarry Street. Quincy police are searching for two people who stole an Uber driver's car from outside of a Quincy restaurant Tuesday afternoon and then crashed it. Police say the vehicle was taken from in front of the Ming Dynasty in North Quincy and then hit three cars and crashed into a wall at Newport Avenue and Beale Street. A man and a woman fled from the car on foot. No one was hurt. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, January 7th.